Okay, we're finishing it up. The Latter Rain study that was compiled by Brother Mel, and it's the 18. This last one here is from Miscellaneous Collections, 1888 materials, chapter 100, diary entries. This is the final thing that has been found in regards to what she says in regards to the Latter Rain. And she says, and this is, of course, page 775, paragraph 2 to 4. It says, our Savior represents to us that the treasures of divine power are entirely at our command. Oh, I just, I love hearing stuff like that, especially after, because I just reread Christ and His Righteousness again. And if you want a faith boost, if you want to be able to, you know, especially when you get down to page 43 down in regards to, you know, the Holy Spirit or prayers and all that, oh, it's just, read it, you know, because it's an amazing message, and how E.J. Wagoner puts it so easy to understand the way he put it together. And Sister White did say it was a blessed message. So, but this is part of it, you know. We have access to the treasuries of divine power, and he promised us, you know. He says, she says, said Christ, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son reveal him. Matthew 11:27, of course. And then she says, we are to have faith to receive the richest blessings, and we are to be channels to receive the bright beams of the Son of Righteousness, and to communicate them to the world. And by the way, some of us have had this experience in our past, and I remember some of them myself, and you got to learn from them. And what I mean by that is, I tried to figure out a couple of times why one or two of my prayers weren't being answered so quickly, and I'm still kind of foggy on how, on how I approach the Father in regards to certain prayers that were literally, you know, you want to collapse in tears kind of prayers because something very intense is happening to someone you love. And he has revealed to me how, he's reminded me how I went about that prayer. And so I thank him for it. The main thing, too, is, of course, I mean, you know, a nice way to look at it is, I think Wagoner touches on this, too, in regards to the 1888 message. And check out how Jehoshaphat prayed when they were all concerned about those three nations that were coming against them. And when they obeyed the Lord and just praised his name and were singing and, you know, hymns and heading towards the battlefield. It was just perfect the way the Lord set it up, to where in the minds of all those people in those nations, when they heard that singing and praise, and they figured, well, they must have gotten reinforcements, and so they got scared and started killing each other, which was really amazing. And yes, they did get reinforcements, just like Elijah had when he asked the Lord to open the eyes of his understudy, you know, when he saw all those angels on the horses. And so we are to have faith to receive these blessings. And what I'm saying is, in regards to some of us have had prayers in our past where the Lord answered them very quickly. Try to go, in other words, go into prayer and ask the Lord, how did I go about doing that? I have forgotten or whatever, you know. But just reading Christ and His Righteousness might get you to a point, or, you know, going into Sister White's writings in regards to how to pray. But she goes into so much detail, you'll be in there for a while. But the brass tacks are there in the 1888 message. And it might surprise you that, you know, the enemy gets us to forget a lot of the stuff that we have done in our past while walking with Christ. And sometimes you got to relearn. But anyway, she says we are to be channels to receive the bright beams of the Son of Righteousness and to communicate them to the world. And so going out, she says, oh, why do the members of the church question the willingness of Christ to impart the influence of the Holy Spirit to those who seek for it? See, this is one of the reasons there's a movement out there saying the Holy Spirit doesn't exist at all. You know, the devil knows if he can get them to believe that, you know, it's just that much easier to keep them off the path, or at least, well, you know, put an awful big shade on the light that's shining on it. She says, call to mind the day of Pentecost, the abundant gifts then bestowed testified that he is not only willing, but longing to impart a constant supply of the refreshings, water, of life, for the refreshment and health of the church. Asking in faith of one accord in unity of desire will bring the revealings of his power according to their faith. My mind this night is especially elevated, and I am breathing in the atmosphere of heaven. Amen. That's an excellent way to end it. And with that, I praise his mighty name.